You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 129 of Take a Bow. I'm your host, Eli Tokash, and this week I lied to you all a little bit. I said that last week's episode with the cast of Ohio State Murders and Audra McDonald and all those wonderful people that we'd go back to a little more traditional episodes, but I think we're going to keep it a little different for one more week, and then I guess if like these continue to happen, maybe do like bonus episodes, maybe continue to release it on Thursdays. I don't know. We're rolling with the punches and doing all the things. So we've had an exciting week. We were able to attend the opening night of Kimberly Akimbo, which you all know I love dearly. I was able to cover it on the red carpet. This episode is full of Broadway stars, and of course the cast of Kimberly Akimbo. Very exciting stuff. So we also are going to be able to attend the opening night of Anne Juliet, which is literally like tonight. Maybe happening while you listen to this. Very excited. Don't know too much about Anne Juliet because I haven't seen it yet, but what I do know about it is pretty cool, and the cast is incredible. So I'm excited for that. So with all that being said, very exciting stuff for Take a Bow to be covering that and much more, which I'll get into a little bit later. Another fun thing that Take a Bow was able to do this past week was we were able to attend A Christmas Carol. Now, somehow, like for the past couple years, it seems like A Christmas Carol is one of those shows that kind of always comes back to Broadway every year. And not necessarily just at like Madison Square Garden, where sometimes it plays. These past few years, it's happened to be on Broadway, and every year is a new version of it. You know, it just reimagined every year, and it's so beautifully done because the story is amazing. For those of you who don't know, Christmas Carol was my first professional show that I ever did. So Christmas Carol is very special to me. But with that being said, I was able to see the production here that's currently on Broadway, and it stars Jefferson Mays. I didn't realize what that meant, but it is literally a one-man show where Jefferson Mays is essentially like telling us a bedtime story about Christmas Carol, because he literally is the narrator. And then when he's like the character, he'll be that character, and he'll change his voice and he'll change his body language and he'll change all the things. And it is just an absolute masterclass performance. If this guy does not win the Tony for best actor in a play, I don't know who's going to. Now, granted, I don't see as many plays as I do musicals, but this performance was unlike any performance that I've ever seen in any theater capacity, whether it was like a musical or whether it was a play. He is just absolutely incredible, and I don't want to like not, I don't want to say anything here, but I mean, he is an older guy, you know, and he is on stage the entire show. The man does not leave the stage, truly. And it's just absolutely wild what he's able to do. And he's literally just running around that stage. He's on his hands and knees. He's doing everything. And it's just absolutely mind-blowing. And I couldn't have been more in awe of his performance. So huge shout out to Jefferson Mays there. Just incredible. And if anyone has the opportunity to go see that show, you have to go see it. I mean, everyone's seen A Christmas Carol, but no one's seen it done like this. I mean, I was in the show for 3 years and just did not appreciate it as much as I did in this production, and even like found new things to love about it. It's just one of those shows that kind of relates more and more every year. So it's so beautiful. So everyone go see A Christmas Carol. Absolutely brilliant. And what Jefferson Mays is doing on that stage is just, it's something not to miss. Seriously. Another fun thing that Take a Bow was able to do. Sorry, I'm talking a bit about Take a Bow, but that's okay because we've just been doing so much exciting things. I was able to attend my first caricature induction over at Sardi's of the one and only Sir Tim Rice, which was so cool. It was my first time actually meeting Tim, but he has a podcast on the Broadway Podcast Network, and to talk with him was an absolute joy. For those of you who don't know, Tim Rice is the lyricist who collaborated with Elton John for The Lion King, both on Broadway and in the animation. He's actually the one that brought Elton John onto the team, which was quite cool. I learned that at the, I guess, induction. For those of you who don't know, he also wrote Evita and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and Chess. So lots of wonderful things. He has written so many more, but we'd literally be here for an hour if I tried to name you all of them. So to meet him was awesome. He was way taller than I thought. One of the sweetest human beings I've ever met. Everyone there was just so thrilled to be supporting him and to honor him in his special day over at getting a caricature at Sardi's. I didn't even know that they did those like fun little parties. I mean, I did, but I didn't know like how, I guess, like special it was or like how, you know, in depth it was. But it was really cool to be there, and hopefully more of those, because Sardi's is pretty cool. And to be there to witness the unveiling of a Broadway Legends caricature is pretty special. It's pretty cool, not going to lie. So anyways, that was the fun things that Take a Bow was able to do this past week, and much more is to come with Anne Juliet on Thursday. And yeah, so that being said, let's turn it over to Broadway news, because there's lots to get to. First off, and most importantly, is probably the Grammys. The 2023 Grammy Award nominations came out. And as always, there's a Best Musical Theater Album category. And now, I don't think there are any surprises here for anyone, for that matter. But I guess I have to say, like, this is an interesting category, because Carolina Change, Into the Woods, MJ, Mr. Saturday Night, and Six, and A Strange Loop were all nominated in this category. Now, a few things here that surprised me were obviously like Into the Woods and Carolina Change are revivals. So I was like, oh, are they going to get nominated? Because like, you know, best new album is not, revivals aren't in that category for the Tony Awards. So obviously Into the Woods and Carolina Change were not in that. Well, obviously Into the Woods wasn't in it because they weren't even in that season, but Carolina Change, for example, wasn't even in the category because it was a revival. So I didn't know that I guess I never realized that that was a possibility. And then you know, MJ the musical with all of Michael Jackson songs. So like, of course it was going to get like a Grammy nomination, and honestly, it's probably going to win, but these are all Michael Jackson songs. I mean, how many Grammys has he won? You know, like, I don't know. I was just like, there's three categories that are like based off of other music, and then Mr. Saturday Night, Six, and Strange Loop are all new music. And personally, I mean, all of those albums are fantastic, but Six is my favorite out of those three. But I don't know if any of those three even have a chance to win compared to the other three. But with that being said, I'm very excited to look forward to this. I'm thrilled that once again, Broadway is being noticed in a broader spectrum of audiences and everything. So congratulations to everyone nominated. And I look forward to seeing who wins because it's going to be interesting. And then one more note with the Grammys. There is a certain Broadway performer who got nominated for two different projects for the Grammys, which I'm sure without any context, you can guess who it is because who else would be? I mean, he's everywhere and he's nominated for everything. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda, who got nominated for both Encanto and West Side Story. So congrats, Lin, and congrats everyone in the Broadway community, because there were a few others who were nominated that have been on Broadway and stuff like that. So congrats to everyone. And yeah, very exciting stuff. And we'll be cheering you on for sure. Another little fun thing that happened this week was the unveiling of the Museum of Broadway. I'm so excited that Broadway has a museum. Honestly, like, never thought that day would come. And the fact that it's here, so exciting. It had a little ribbon cutting ceremony, and now it's officially open to the public. I can't wait to check this out. Seriously, I've heard such amazing things about it. You probably follow all the same people I do, so you've probably seen people go in and experience it before it even comes out and show you little pictures and videos or whatever it may be. I'm excited because I'm going to go film my experience very soon here and have something exciting also happening while that's going on, while I tour the Museum of Broadway. I may be giving a tour. I don't know what it may be. You will just have to stay tuned to find out. But we are going to be filming it and posting it on YouTube and all the social medias so that you can come along to the museum with me for those of you who are out of town. And then for those of you who want to experience it for yourself, but you're not sure what you're going to get. It's very cool what they're doing with the tickets too, because you can go to the museum for a price of a Rush ticket. So you can experience multiple Broadway shows for the price of one Rush ticket, which is super cool. And if you love Broadway and you've seen all the Broadway shows on Broadway right now, well, then just go rush a ticket to the Museum of Broadway. No, literally. I mean, it's literally, I think it's a little less even. So definitely worth it. And I just can't wait to check it out. And it's especially during this holiday season, I think it's going to be really cool and it's going to be really busy. So hopefully that continues. Also, wanted to congratulate Chicago for celebrating 26 years on Broadway. While that was happening this week, Lion King also celebrated 25 years of being on Broadway. So very, very exciting stuff between the two, I guess, historic companies. I mean, it is historic. Just unbelievable, both Chicago and Lion King. And that was cool to be there for Tim Rice when this was going on, the 25th year of Lion King, which is so incredible and such an incredible accomplishment. So very, very cool stuff for both companies involved. So congratulations to both of those productions. And speaking of, now that I have the caricature moment back in my head, I was actually able to see Lena Hall there. And that made me think that Matt Doyle has officially taken over as Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors, which is super exciting. Rob McClure did have his final performance last Sunday. And Matt Doyle is now Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors, which, if you didn't know, Matt Doyle is in this episode. So good timing for that. And one more thing before I turn it over to the interviews. For those of us who love cookies and desserts, but also love free things, which who doesn't love free things? Because when it comes to food, nothing tastes better than when it's free. So that's just me, and that's real. But with that being said, Schmackery's is offering Kimberly Akimbo-themed cookies over at Schmackery's for free that they're giving away. So you can go, it's this week only though, so you can get your cookie. You stop by before the show between 4 and 6 p.m., and you can get a free cookie, including the new Kimberly's Great Adventure cookie that they're calling it. So everyone, go to Smackery's, go get a free cookie from 4 to 6 p.m. You can choose any of them. But for this week, they are doing a Kimberly Akimbo themed cookie. So why not? Because Broadway and desserts, I mean, Broadway is a dessert. Broadway is a treat. So go get your Smackery cookies. I know I'm going to go get one probably today when this comes out before the Anne Juliet. So I'm excited and I'll report to you all and see if it's actually good or not. But I'm very excited and hopefully you will take advantage through the rest of the week, because it's this week only from 4 to 6, go get a free cookie. Oh, just one more thing. I usually start with these, so they slipped my mind. Happy opening to Mike Birbiglia for The Old Man in the Pool. His little one-man show on Broadway, it has officially opened, so just wanted to shout him out and congratulate him on opening on Broadway. Very, very cool. All right, I'm all done. I know I've been long-winded and have talked a lot, but all very important stuff and wanted to share it all with you. So without further ado, we're going to turn it over to the wonderful people over at Kimberly Akimbo. We have Broadway stars such as Matt Doyle. I was able to talk to Stephen Schwartz. I didn't interview him or anything like that, but it was more of like, oh my God, Stephen, hey, how's it going? I was one of your Theos in Pippin, and he was like, oh my God, Eli, yes, of course. Oh my God. So that was thrilling. I don't know if you remember me. I was in the revival of Pippin. I'm Eli.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was one of the little
Theos.
You
were so little then.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
It's so good to see you.
Good to see you.
How was life?
Yeah.
Yeah, busy, eh?
I know.
You're a busy boy with the Wicked movie. It's exciting.
Crazy, but it's good.
It's good for you. Congrats on everything.
Go
for it.
It's
nice to see you too. Yeah. Truly, that was such a cool experience. But you'll hear from Broadway legends like LaShawn's and Matt Doyle. We have Bonnie Milligan, who's obviously in the cast. And then we have incredible people that were part of the show, whether it was producers, Jessica Stone. We have an orchestrator who was the first female person of color orchestrator on Broadway, which is very, very cool. And we had a wonderful conversation about the show and about that honor. There's so many great conversations happening here, and a couple other Take a Bow guests that we've had on previously that we were able to talk to live in person at the opening night. It was just so fun. So without further ado, here is the opening night of Kimberly Akimbo. Hey everyone, it's Eli from Take a Bow, covering the opening night here at Skater Palace, also known as the Booth Theater, covering Kimberly Akimbo, Broadway's newest, hottest musical of the season. So I'm so excited to be here talking to all the celebrities, the cast, and the creatives. Thanks for tuning in. Kimberly Akimbo opening night, making your Broadway debut.
I am so excited and happy and grateful to the people who gave me this opportunity.
Yeah, so I hear that you are the first woman of color to be orchestrating a musical here on Broadway. What does that mean to you?
It really means everything to me. You know, my life dream has been to orchestrate on Broadway, and to be the first woman of color orchestrator is something I'm very, very honored to get to be, but also I hope that 3 years from now there's like so many dozens of people that's not even a statistic anymore, you know?
Absolutely. What could you say, like what advice could you give to others out there that want to do what you're doing right now?
Oh man, I always say to be bold, to, you know, like ask for what you want and reach out to people and, you know, be really, really bold about your dreams and they might come true.
Yeah. So let me ask you, because this is this obviously is centered around a high school time and all of that. When you, like, say this was happening today and you were in high school, what would you be wearing right now to the opening night?
Probably like an XL, like fratty t-shirt and leggings. It would like cover my butt. This dates exactly when I went to high school.
I'm obsessed. Well, enjoy. Congratulations. I can't wait to see it. Congrats on an incredible run and break a leg.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
We're here at the opening night of Kimberly Akimbo. How excited are we?
I'm so excited. I can't wait to see. I love this show so much. I've seen it twice already. And I love the cast so much, Vicky Clark, and obviously my dear, wonderful friend Bonnie Milligan, who is just like, I mean, the time is now for Bonnie Milligan, and I'm very excited about it. Yeah.
Her voice kills me every time.
It's absolutely outrageous. And what she's done with this role that you think, like, is on paper not a good person, not likable, and then she makes it so endearing and wonderful and somehow the anti-hero of the story that you're just obsessed with.
You end up somehow rooting for her.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. Yeah. You are actually going to be stepping into Little Shop of Horrors. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Well,
this show has some ice skating in the show on the stage. What would your thoughts be if you started ice skating in Little Shop of Horrors?
I would fall every foot. I mean, I wouldn't be able to get like an inch across. I watch those kids every night and I'm like, if there's one thing that the world would watch me fail at, is ice skating on a stage. Are you kidding me?
I don't know how they do it, truly. It's amazing. Musical
theater. People know that I am like the biggest non-dancer that somehow made his way into musical theater, and I can't ever hide it. Every time I like even try, people are like, no, baby, don't. No, don't. No, 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 don't. And so I watch these kids ice skate. I'm like, oh, no, that's I'm done with that.
But, like, let's be real. Musical theater kids can do it all, y'all. Like,
truly, apparently.
We have to.
Not me, but they can.
I guess so. So one last question for you, and then I'll let you enjoy the show. And I'm actually going to film this here, too.
Okay, perfect.
I'll ask the question first. If this show is obviously centered around high school and high school relationships and everything like that. So if there was a time in high school where someone was giving you a hard time for being a little bit different or anything, like, what could you wish that you could say to someone going through that or even to your younger self?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I think most importantly, what I've learned from those experiences is that, as cliche as it sounds, I always came out on the other end stronger. And now as an adult, I have this ability to look back on it and this opportunity to look back on it and listen to what was being said to me and listen to who was saying it to me and understand their humanity now, as long and as difficult as it was for me to get there. And I think it's just an important thing to remember that it's not you, it's them. And you have to trust that, and you have to trust that what you offer the world is just as beautiful and valid and as important as anything else and everyone else, and it's their bullshit, to be completely honest. I mean, it's their baggage, it's their bullshit, and it's just so unfortunate that it's being spewed at you, but you will come out on the other end so much stronger.
Not Matt Doyle making us cry on the red carpet on a happy night. Oh my God. Thank you so much for stopping by. Yeah. Enjoy opening night.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
of course,
you guys.
It was good to see you. It's been a long process, eh?
It has been. Well, I think Janine and David started working on it 7 or 8 years ago, and I came on board about 4 years ago. So tonight just feels like a really great celebration of a really fun collaboration.
Absolutely. And you guys, you had an off-Broadway run over Atlantic Theater Company. It created so much buzz and it got such great reviews. So, like, how much were you guys anticipating the Broadway transfer, and now to be here, like, what does that mean to go through it all?
Well, you never want to assume, so we didn't know, but we did learn fairly soon after into the run of our time at the Atlantic that we would be transferring. So that was really exciting, and it's always nice to have another chance to make things better, you know.
The Shitty Little Life better.
That's right.
Yeah. So this obviously is centered around high school, you know, and takes place of like high school relationships and all the things. If you were in high school and you were attending the opening night of this lovely musical, what would you be wearing?
Well, you could find out because I'm about to go get my 13 and 15 year old sons. And they are attending, they're in something sort of similar to yours, a suit with a t-shirt and some funky shoes.
Oh, yeah, nothing like crazy, out of the blue, right?
Yeah.
All right.
My high school days, I'd be like corset and bustle, 1800s, you know.
That's it. That's the answer. And now one last thing. I mean, as I said, it's centered around high school and everything like that. So for anyone who's in high school right now and they're going through a hard time, whether it is being a little bit different compared to everyone else or so they're being bullied as saying such, what advice would you give them or what could you tell them to kind of keep their hopes up?
Be yourself and find your tribe.
Yeah.
Find your group that thinks similarly. Find the people that you make laugh and that make you laugh and you'll be all right.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. Break a leg on the rest of the run. I'm so excited for the show. Yeah.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you. How's it going? I'm Eli. It's nice to meet you. We're here at the opening night of Kimberly Akimbo.
So excited. Dude, I love this show so much. I saw it off Broadway, and it's just so fun and so heartwarming, and it's so topical without being too heavy, but we're in heavy times and it's so joyful, man. It's a joyful experience.
There are some, like, if we really boil it down, there are some heavy topics in the show.
Yeah.
But the way that they're able to maneuver it and kind of go through it and touch on the topics and also like do it in an effective way is so beautiful, and it's one of the reasons that make this show so special.
It is special. And sometimes there are joyful moments in dark times, and you know, sometimes there are moments of levity during moments of heaviness, and so all of those things live together often, and so it's nice to see it on stage as one collision.
Absolutely. So I have to ask you, because this show is centered around like high school relationships and high school, you know, a high school time. I have two questions for this, actually. If you could tell yourself, you know, Kimberly is currently going through high school, she's a little bit different, and she, if there was something that was happening in high school and you were being, you know, either bullied or brought down because you were a little bit different, what could you say to like your younger self or someone who's currently going through that? Oh my God.
New York is currently New Yorking at the moment.
Right.
1 second. So I was definitely teased for being a black gay boy in Texas. But I went to a school, it was an arts high school, and I found my people when I finally got there. So I would tell people, first of all, get around people that are gonna fight with you. Whether that's teachers or students or your mom or somebody coming up to that school with you, but also know that eventually you can and will find your tribe and your people who will have your back. I am as weird, as gay, and as black as I was then.
Yes.
And I just have a tribe of people now around me, and a tribe of people were there as well, and we all kind of built a community around being weird, and it's beautiful. So find the other weirdos around you is what I would say. Instead of trying not to be or trying to not get picked on, no, find your army of weirdos and protect each other.
I love that. That's such a great answer. Thank you so much.
You.
Yeah, oh my God.
First-hand experience, believe me.
First-hand experience. Okay, and the last question about being a high schooler. If you were a high schooler attending the opening night of Kimberly Akimbo, what would you be wearing right now?
These schoolgirl socks.
Yes, I love it. Oh my God, close up, please. Up. Oh my God, those are everything. Wait,
schoolgirl socks.
Wait, can we do this again? We got to do it again for social.
What would I be wearing? I'd be wearing my schoolgirl socks.
Yes. Oh my God, everything. This is so good. This whole fit. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
Thank you.
The opening night of Kimberly Akimbo.
Yes.
How excited are you?
I'm so thrilled. I love the show so much. We've been working on it for a really long time, so I'm just so excited to put it out into the world and for people to see it.
Yeah, talk to me about the process, because you were over at Atlantic Theater Company and you guys got some of the biggest buzz in a long time.
Well, we started working on this, or I came onto the project in 2019.
Oh, wow.
And we were originally supposed to do it off Broadway summer of 2020, and then the pandemic happened. So I've been working on it with Janine and David and Jess. Like, we've been working on it for a long time. Yeah. And because of that, I think we all got to, like, really explore it. And it's really rich because of that extra time, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So this show is obviously centered around high school and being, like, having high school relationships and all the things. What could you say to yourself going through high school if you were going through a time where someone was telling you that you were a little bit different? Or
oh,
what
my God. Well, you're putting your finger just on why I think this is the show for everyone, actually, because I was in high school in the 90s, and I was growing up gay in Indiana, in rural Indiana at the time, and I often felt that I, you know, the line, with a change of perspective, nothing's defective, you know what I mean? That's such a beautiful line, and it means so much to me. And I think we all at a certain time feel that we are not normal, or that we are not good enough because we are not normal. And that idea of normalcy is really a lie anyway, right? Like, because we are all just what we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I have to ask you, because this show is so cool for so many reasons, but if you didn't know, there's ice skating on stage.
Right. That's right.
What was that process like, and how was that introduced, and how do you guys make that magic?
That was one of the most intense processes of my life thus far, and I love it. I learned to ice skate. We do it on this plastic, right? It's a plastic called Polyglide, which is just the floor, and it's something that skaters put in their homes so they can practice on it.
Right.
And we found it. We researched it. I took tons of lessons at the Chelsea Sky Rink with Stephanie Hernandez, who's coming tonight as one of my guests. And it's just been really amazing, and teaching the cast as well. I also love figure skating, so just getting to learn a little bit about it has been really, really fun. Yeah.
Well, it's so brilliant, literally. As soon as they come out, you, like, hear the audience gasp, like, literally.
I think people, like, don't know how we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, like, some people come to the show and think that there are little wheels on the blades, right? And I hear a lot of people saying that. And so we had this little controversy on Instagram called Little Wheelgate, right? So where people saying it was little wheels, and we were like, no, it is not little wheels, okay? So anyway.
That's crazy. Well, because, like, it comes out halfway through the show,
yeah,
so, like,
you don't know how they're doing it because they've been, like, walking on it the whole time. So how would they now be skating on it?
Right.
And that's theater magic.
It's literally Broadway magic.
Yeah.
We love Broadway.
Right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations. It's here, opening night.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're here. We did it.
I'm so excited. We're finally here. It's a great moment. I'm so excited to hear what people think of our play, of our little story, our little brand new musical, and I'm so excited to share the joy in this piece with everyone.
It's literally one of the most brilliant shows on Broadway ever, but especially right now. This is centered around a high school and high school relationships and all of that thing. So if you were a kid in high school who was maybe made fun of for being a little bit different, or for someone out there who's currently in that position, what advice would you give them to just get them through that time?
Everyone is put on this earth to do something different and special. So comparing yourself to someone else is your downfall. Lean into your own brilliance and know that that is where your success will be.
Absolutely. That was a brilliant answer, seriously. And now one last question. If you were in high school, right, if this opening night took place while you were in high school,
uh-huh.
What would you be wearing right now?
Probably leg warmers. And maybe some shiny jogging, because, you know, I was a dancer in high school,
yeah.
And an off-the-shoulder crop top,
yep.
And probably my hair just the way it is.
I love it. It's so great. Well, congratulations.
Thank
Have
you.
So much fun. We're here. You did it. Yeah.
Mom would
Look
freak
at
out
you.
Right
I, can I hug you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you? Of course. Oh, so good.
Oh, my God. Here on the red carpet of Kimberly and Kimbo, not
yes.
a big deal.
Yes, I'm excited about it.
Have you seen it?
I have. I saw it off Broadway.
Incredible, right?
Amazing.
Yeah. It's
one
ridiculous.
Of the best things I've seen in years.
Yeah,
truly.
Literally. So it takes place around high school and high school relationships and all the things like that. If you were someone who's currently going through high school, or even in your younger self, if you were made fun of for being a little bit different, what advice would you give to yourself or others out there to get through that time?
I would say embrace all the things that make you uniquely you, because one day those are the things that are going to make you the star,
yes.
and the money and, like, get all the love that you deserve.
Yep.
So embrace it now, because later it's going to pay off and they'll be laughing. You'll be laughing all the way to the bank.
Absolutely. Now, you obviously saw the show, so I'm not giving anything away, but there is ice skating in the show on the stage.
No.
What are your thoughts on that? Like, could you go
up there and go do that?
Of course. I love ice skating. So I would love to ice skate in the show.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, now we have to make it happen. So we're going to cast Jonathan Burke as a replacement in the show.
Okay.
I love it. Love it. Oh, my God. It's one of the coolest parts. And, like, it just reminds you of, like, the Broadway magic, you know, and how special Broadway can be when it just comes out. So it's so cool. One last question for you. If this opening night was happening right when you were in high school, what would you be wearing?
Oh, God. I'd probably be wearing something like a blazer and like a something cute like this. I don't know. Something.
No, you look so cute. Seriously, this is so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're killing it.
Thank you.
So good to see you.
Thanks you too. You too. Thanks. Love
you. Yes, of course. I love you.
My name is Fernell Hogan, and I play Martin Doty.
And you just opened Kimberly Akimbo on Broadway. How are we feeling?
It's pretty wild. It's been a great night. I'm feeling excited. I've been saying I'm like living on a high right now.
Yeah. This show has everything, and especially here on opening night, we even had an understudy on the show. In the show, talk to me about that and what like the rehearsal process has been like to prepare for that.
We have such great understudies that it was like never a worry when we needed to put one on. TMI, I had one on yesterday, and because I did not feel good, and I had complete trust that all of the understudies and everyone on stage is able to work together and make our cute little show. So it's been great. They are so prepared and so good.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, obviously this takes place around high school and all the things like that. So for you, I know you just, it was fairly recent, high school for you and everything, but I want to think back and, you know, if you were going through a time where someone was saying that you were different, and if someone else is going through that right now, what advice would you give them to keep going?
I would say, just be your authentic self, and you will find the people who accept you and want to be around you, and those who don't were never meant to be in your life.
Right.
Yeah.
It's their loss.
That's their loss.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you tell me do you have a favorite part in the show?
A favorite part of the show?
It could be a song. It could be the fact that you guys ice skate. It could be anything you want.
My favorite part to watch and listen to is Inevitable Turn.
Okay.
It's my favorite song, hands down. But also, I really enjoyed doing Skater Planet.
Yeah. Did you know how to do it beforehand, or is that something you learned for the show?
Ice skating?
Yeah.
No, that's something I learned for the show. Yeah.
And what was that like? Because y'all are doing tricks and everything up there.
So we got hired. Uh-huh. And then after the fact, they were like, by the way, there's ice skating. And I was like, what do you mean? How? Where? So we had lessons 2 weeks total with Off-Broadway and Broadway, and our teachers were all amazing. And now here we are, moonwalking on ice.
Incredible. And now you kind of are a bit of the lead in the chorus of the ensemble here. Do you have a favorite part of Dreamgirls, or like a favorite costume in the show that kind of inspires your character?
Favorite costume that inspires my character. I mean, the suspenders.
Yeah.
Love the suspenders.
Absolutely.
They're vintage.
They're iconic.
They are iconic, okay? They're Martin's iconic suspenders.
Period. Well, thank you so much for stopping by opening. Break a leg on the rest of the run.
Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, Justin?
Hi.
How are you? I'm Scott.
I know you. Yes, what's up? Good to see you.
Congrats on your opening of Kimberly Akimbo.
Oh, thank you.
How are we feeling right now?
So excited and incredibly proud. I mean, we've worked really hard for all of this, and it seemed like the audience really received what we were putting down and loved it and felt touched and laughed, and that's all we can ask for. So
I'm very happy about it.
There's many things that make this show special, so it may be hard to limit it down to one, but what do you think is the most special thing about this show and about the message that this show portrays?
I think what's so special about this show is seeing people that are weird and imperfect in all their ways trying to make the most of their lives. I think a lot of times people see that in themselves and that resonates with them, and a lot of the times we're trying to, you know, mask that and present differently. And I think me going up there and speaking Elvish and Kim, you know, having her dorky laugh and her candy necklaces is what makes the show really special.
Yeah, truly. Well, can you talk to me about the process of this show? I mean, you were with it from Atlantic, and were you with it beforehand? Like, what was your process with this show?
Yes. I jumped on about a little over a year ago at the Atlantic in August of last year, and it was definitely a big jump for me as an artist, as I was just coming from high school and was planning to go train in college, and then I came here. And so this process has been really on top of that, making a new musical. I mean, it's kind of like we're all treading in water. But it's been incredible from day one because of my castmates and our incredible team. Everyone has nurtured me and met me where I was with certain things and supported me and really just brought me up. And we've all brought up each other. So this process has been very dynamic and very, very educational and overall heartwarming.
That's amazing. Like, throughout this process, I mean, there's so much, I'm sure, that you're learning and soaking up. What do you think is, like, the biggest thing that you learned that you were like, oh my God, I never even realized that this is part of the process?
I mean, there's definitely a lot of things, like press interviews and stuff, that I, like, coming, it was crazy just to be a part of that part of theater. It's incredible, and it's all important. I think, artistically, I was able to learn just how to really bring myself and bring what's unique about me into something. You know, I think it can feel very competitive, especially when you're younger. But getting here, having people just meet me and try to get out of me what I didn't even see in myself and what was special and unique to me was really incredible.
That is so awesome. I have one last question for you before you leave. This show is all about, I mean, it's about, like, there's high school relationships and all the things, and it's just really about, you know, finding your community. And I think that that's something really special, especially in this day and age, for high schoolers and kids in general with social media and everything. There's a lot mentally going on and all of the things. So how important do you feel like this message is right now and the importance of this show being on Broadway right now?
I think it's so important, and I hope it reaches a lot of people. I think there's something for people of so many ages, like our cast. You know, I'm 19, Vicky's in her 60s. And we reach all of those people, and specifically for people my age, from my character, I wish I saw a character like Seth when I was in high school. I think that part has always been something for me in my process to really focus on and make sure that I'm communicating that it's special and incredible to be a weirdo, and you'll find your community eventually, and those will be the greatest adventures that you go on.
That's amazing. Not Justin making us cry here on a happy night. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Of course.
Congrats and break a leg on the rest of your run.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Have a good one.
You as well.
I'm Sky Alyssa Friedman, and I'm the cover for Delia and Teresa.
Yes, leading Team Swing. Come on. We're here at the opening night of Kimberly Akimbo, obviously, and there was actually a swing on tonight.
Uh-huh. Yes,
yes. How about that? Like, what's going on?
You know, it's just we're in these crazy times, and it's a thing right now on Broadway. I know a few other shows have had understudies on before opening night, so it's kind of just the times we're in. We had 3 understudies on this week, and they all killed it, and it's so mind-blowing and amazing.
And what's that process been like, you know, with rehearsal? Kind of like putting things together last minute with the understudies and having that chemistry built up.
Yeah, you know, we're lucky because we've had a few rehearsals, which usually doesn't happen until after opening for Broadway shows. We hadn't had our put-ins yet, so it's still very much just like, you know, we're going to do this. But we have an amazing team. We have amazing associates who have really prepared us. So we're all very lucky, and just, you know, this has been an amazing process, so it's great.
What's it like to be on Broadway with, like, people your own age, you know?
It's so fun, you know. We're all, like, hanging out. You would think that we'd be, like, done with each other and wouldn't want to see each other, but, like, we're always doing something on Sunday nights. Like, it's just, we are, like, inseparable, and everybody's so kind and wonderful, and it's been a joy.
Yeah, besties, families, you know, all the things. It's so great. Well, that's kind of even better because, you know, Kimberly Akimbo's message is obviously a lot about community.
Right.
And what do you think with today's day and age with social media and just like the mental health and everything like that and just building that community?
Yeah. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
How important is it for this show to be on Broadway right now?
I think it's so important because it not only is it community and love the people you love while we're here, it's also about life. And like, we only have a short amount of time and we only get to do this once. So it's like, tell the people you love them. Like, go out and do that thing that you've always wanted to do. Like, try a new food. You know what I mean? Like, use the time that you have while you're here. And I think it's such an important and like vital message right now. Always, but right now specifically.
Absolutely. Well, fun fact for those listening, Sky and I actually practiced ice skating when they were first learning.
You did.
Over Eli at Bryant Park.
Also helped me with my Kimberly Akimbo self-tape.
Oh my god, I did.
You did?
Oh, right.
Yes.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah. You know what? I was singing for
incessantly.
And before the show even came out. So like, yeah. I was one of the OG of Kimberly Akimbo fans.
Yeah, you were.
No, I fully was. So Sky's amazing, and Sky's crushing it on Broadway in her second Broadway show. Yeah, you're killing it. So thanks for stopping by, and
yeah,
happy opening.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. My name is Nina White, and I play Teresa.
Yay, and we're here at the opening night of Kimberly Akimbo. How are we feeling?
I am feeling crazy, in a good way. Yeah, it's so exciting. I don't know, it's like... It's a very overwhelming thing.
Feeling all the things.
Yes, yes. But it's been a wonderful night, and it's so special and exciting, yeah.
Well, this show is so special for a lot of reasons. And one of the reasons is, like, the emphasis it has on community and finding your people, especially in high school, because, like, oof, times can be hard.
Yes.
But if you could, like, go back in time and tell high school Nina or someone else going through high school right now and give them advice to get through that time where someone may have thought they were a little bit different, what would you say?
I would say that when you close your eyes and think about the things that are good about you or that you like about yourself, the things that come to mind, hold on to them and believe them, that they are good and that they are, they make you unique. And then honestly also, like, life goes on and you will exit high school. You will exit high school, and if you embrace and try to lead with the things that you love and that you love about yourself, you hopefully will find other people who love those things about you or share those things with you. Yeah.
You're so sweet. That's such a great answer. Oh, my God. Can you tell me, do you have a favorite part in the show? Oh, my God. Twins. We just asked the same question. It could be like a song or a choreography number or something backstage.
Okay. Well, I get to sit on stage left and watch Vicky do Make a Wish every evening. I do my little change and then I go and I sit and I watch. And it is so stunning every single time. I am never tired of it. It's always different. It's always beautiful. And I love doing that. And I also love singing. In Act Two, we have like a little Skater Planet reprise when we're playing Uno. And that is also so, so special to sing because it feels like, I don't know, like, I feel like when you're young, when you're in high school, also now, but when you're in high school especially, when you have a rare moment with your friends where you're like, oh my gosh, like, I love these people around me. This is so fun. This is cool. I don't know. That's like the moment that's happening on stage, and it feels like very intimate and like, I don't know. It's, yeah, I like that too.
I love it. That's a great answer. You got there for sure. Yeah, of course. You mentioned you were playing Uno on stage, and you do all kind of fun things on stage. You get to play Uno, you get to ice skate, you get to do all the things.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite card game or a favorite hobby outside the show?
Oh, yes. Well, a favorite card game. I love Phase 10. Yes, love Phase 10. Love it. I have a lot of hobbies. I love to knit. I really like to cook and bake. I have not been doing a lot of that in previous or since living in New York on the whole, but I love to cook and I love to knit. And I would say that those are my Those are my top two hobbies.
Yeah, well, we'll have to talk to David and Janine and be like, hey, we need to write in a little ninny moment. So.
Yes, I know Patty has one. I don't know why they haven't, like, asked me to, like, I don't know. It's kind of messed up, but yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. We'll petition. Whatever.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Teresa wouldn't it. No, like, she's wearing those sweaters. She's rocking the cardigan. Yes.
Instead of ice skating, you're just going to be knitting on the bench.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Well, you're such a queen, and I appreciate you taking the time. Yeah, of course. Break a leg on the rest of your run. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
I'm Allie Mozzie, and I played Patty.
Amazing. And we're here at the opening night of Kimberly Akimbo. Very excited. Long time coming. So what does it feel like to finally officially open on Broadway?
Yeah, it feels really special. I feel really happy, and I feel really, like, relieved. And I just feel, it's, like, cheesy, but I'm just hashtag grateful to be doing a Janine Tesori, David Lindsay Abaire musical. I feel really, like, lucky.
Can you tell me what your first reaction was to reading this script?
I read the play first, which made me, like, cackle out loud, and that humor transfers over. And then I just feel like when Janine came in with the music, it added, like, a depth and a heart to it. So you have this wild sense of humor with this, like, depth and this heart. And I didn't know if I was going to laugh and cry. And in both ends of the spectrum, I felt so deeply. And I just hoped audiences felt what I felt when I first read it.
Well, I think they certainly do, because audiences are seemingly loving seeing the show, whether it was at the Atlantic or here at the Brew Theater on Broadway. So very exciting. Congratulations. You are hilarious in the show. I just need to tell you that.
Thank you.
So it's not easy, comedy and all of the things. So, like, how do you keep it fresh every night, and how do you just, like, stay on your feet and, you know, kind of have fun with the scene partners?
I mean, I just really hone into my scene partners. I couldn't ask for more amazing scene partners. I feel like if I'm just, like, getting too in my head or listening too much to the laughs, I just take in Vicky Clark and, you know, Stephen Boyer, and it recenters me, and that keeps everything grounded, which is important.
That's incredible. Now, if this opening night was happening when you were in high school, where a lot of these folks are from, these youngins, what would you be wearing?
What would I be?
If you were in high school and this was opening night.
Yes.
And you were a high schooler at your time, in opening night, what would you be wearing?
What would I be wearing? Oh, my God. Nina over here, who wears, like, the floral stuff and, like, the different color tights, like, that was me in high school.
Oh, my God.
Yes, like, the thick chunky shoes, the little clips in the hair. I was, like, I so relate to Nina's character.
Stop. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
You may have been the inspiration.
Maybe. I don't think I was the only one wearing those things.
Fair enough. Well, congratulations on an incredible opening night, and break a leg on the rest of your run.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing so well. Great. We're here with Bonnie Milligan. Opening night.
Yes, opening night. So exciting.
Oh, my God. What was tonight like? It was a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming, and it was such an unbelievable crowd. So it was nothing but joy and really fun. Yeah. Super fun.
How long have you been with this show?
I auditioned for it at the beginning of 2020, and I joined when we started with The Atlantic last year. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And it's just been one hell of a ride.
It's been amazing. Yeah. It's been so great. Yeah.
And your character, you're absolutely hilarious in the show.
Thank you.
I have to say, what is it like to, like, comedy's not easy, you know?
It's, no.
The timing and everything, and you always keep it fresh and all the things. Like, how do you do that on a nightly basis?
I think I connect with my co-stars. I always make sure I'm telling the story. We're not just going for laughs for fun. David Lindsay Abaire has written a really funny book, so there's not a lot required there of me. I just have to deliver it truthfully. And honestly, I'd be telling the story. And so, and when you hear how the audience is responding, you just sort of, you go on a ride, and it's really fun.
Well, a lot of the show is taking place in high school, you know, it's all that stuff. If you could go back in time to high school or even speak to someone who's currently in high school and they may be going through a time where someone's calling them different or, you know, what would you tell them to get them through that time?
I think that what makes you different is what makes you special. And so if you hold on to that, one day you'll find, some people say you find your tribe, you find your people who will appreciate what that is. Or if you're into a certain vocation that's maybe not in the town you're from, that's okay. I came from a double wide trailer in the Midwest with like no money. And I moved to New York City and here we are on Broadway. So anything is possible. Just believe in yourself. Surround yourself with people who love you. Stay grounded, humble, and nice. That's my advice.
We are not just here on Broadway. She is a Broadway star. Give me a break. You're too humble. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me. Congrats and break a leg on the rest of your run.
Thank you so much.
The opening night of Kimberly Akimbo. I don't know. There's too many people to name, so I just don't want to say everybody's name. But come on. If that doesn't get you excited to see the show, I don't know what will. You all know me. You all know that I love ice skating. So the fact that it has ice skating in the show is absolutely jaw-dropping for me and a dream to be in and be a part of. But I will wait my turn and audition hopefully next time around. But it's just so great. If this doesn't get you excited to go see the show, I don't know what will, truly. You all know that I have some dear friends in the show, which I'm very excited for them. And then, of course, you know, to talk to these people and to talk to Matt before his Little Shop of Horrors and all the things. So hopefully there were fun tidbits in here that you all were able to enjoy and get a little chuckle out of. But yeah, this was just a fun night and I wanted to share it all with you because these are always so exciting. And as I mentioned last week, both episodes of the video portion of these episodes. So everything that you've heard today in the interview section is actually up on YouTube. So if you want to know a little bit how these red carpets work and just how crazy it is, both we have both Kimberly Akimbo and Ohio State Murders up on YouTube. So go check it out. YouTube, Take About Podcast, search us up, and you'll see both of those videos. And they are already up, so you will not have to wait for anything. And you can just go check them out and watch them now because they're so fun. They really are. And it's fascinating to see what goes on at a Broadway opening red carpet and a Broadway press event. So go check that out if you're interested. It's up on YouTube for your enjoyment. And that's all I have for this week. We have an exciting episode coming out. I've been so thankful to have these red carpet interviews because, first of all, it doesn't even feel like I'm recording because it's just so like fun and cool and different. But also it's allowed me to really stock up some interviews, and I have the rest of the year planned for Take a Bow, which is something that just doesn't usually happen. It's usually like a week or 2 weeks before planning, just with school and everything. But for the past 2 weeks, I've been able to just like, you know, use these as episodes and record some of my favorite people and to record
important people, because usually I'm like, oh, I'm in a rush to get one episode out this week, so they can't do it. But now I've been so flexible, and more people are able to do it. And it's just so great, because we have an incredible lineup for the rest of the year. We have directors and performers and writers, for that matter. We just have a little bit of everyone and everything. So I'm so excited to share the rest of the Take a Bow year with all of you. And as I mentioned, it can obviously change at a drop of a dime, truly, but hopefully it won't. And we will even do maybe two episodes a week with these red carpet openings and all these things, because it's just that time of the year, and get you all some extra entertainment before the holiday season. And so anyways, I appreciate you all for supporting and listening to the show. As always, it is such a treat for me to share all of these wonderful conversations with you and give you more insight on what's going on in the theater world, and just hopefully entertaining you for an hour of your week. So all that being said, thank you for allowing me to do that and giving me the space to do that, and continuing to listen. So with that being said, I will see you all next week with a wonderful episode. Who knows what it's going to be? I'm not even going to make promises, but very exciting nonetheless. It'll be another great episode. So I will see you then. Bye, everyone. Have a great week. For this episode's Curtain Call, I would like to recognize a few people who also deserve to take a bow. This podcast would not be possible without the help from Dory Berenstein, Alan Seals, Kimberly Garris, and the team at the Broadway Podcast Network. Next in line to take a bow are our fabulous editors, Jessica Lauren, who edits the audio of the podcast that you just listened to, and Tessie Tokash, who edits the videos and visuals for this podcast. And how about a bow for our executive producer, Chris Griner? And our final bow are extra special to the patrons, Brian Thompson, Pat McNamara, the listeners of PCC, as well as all of the other patrons for their continued support. If you're interested in becoming a patron, go to patreon.com/TAB. If you enjoyed this week's episode, make sure to subscribe on the platform that you are currently listening to this on, or go check out our YouTube where you can watch the episode. You can also subscribe, like, and comment on there as well. If you're more into the regular social media and want to follow us, you can do that at Take a Bow Podcast across all social media platforms. The music of this podcast was made by Nikki Torsha and Cormac Collinon, and the logo was created by Giselle Bustos. And that wraps up this episode's Curtain Call. Thank you all again for listening to this week's episode, and I can't wait to see you next week. Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.